Now, why are fewer tourists coming to Ireland? Well, the numbers are down 6% on 2024. Estimates show around 6.16 million people visited here last year. Owen O'Mara Walsh is CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. He's with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do you explain the drop?
Well, yeah, it was a mixed year for Irish tourism. We've just produced our sort of year-end review, and we estimate that the sector is worth about 9 billion euro, about 228,000 jobs in the sector. So we're still Ireland's largest indigenous industry and biggest regional employer, but it has been a challenging year. The good news is the North American market is strong, and that's really important because they tour the regions, they spend quite a lot of money, they spend quite a lot of time in Ireland, but other markets, most notably Europe and GB, are certainly softer.
We're told that the three main reasons people visit here are the friendliness of the people, the scenery, and Irish culture and heritage. So what's the biggest deterrent as far as you're concerned?
Well, it's a mixture. So, for example, I mentioned North America was strong. That's because air access is really good into the country. We're an island nation. You can only get here by air and sea, obviously. Air access is weaker from Europe and indeed from GB this year. We're also a more expensive nation, where the Eurostat figures came out through during the year, showing us as the second most expensive country in the EU.
Second to Denmark.
Obviously, that deters a certain segment of the market. But generally, when tourists are surveyed as they leave the country, they still find Ireland good value for money, and they still find Ireland a really quality holiday experience, and that's encouraging.
But how do you combat those high prices? Because inflation among those providing beds, for example, is up by 77% on 2016.
Yeah, and inflation in the overall tourism sector is up about 6% per annum for the last 3 years. So undoubtedly, we're a high cost economy, and that's driven a lot of by a lot of state induced costs across labour, insurance, energy, and so on. So we have to be very mindful that we're never going to be the cheapest destination. We can't compete against some of the cheapest destinations, but we also always have to offer value for money. That's absolutely critical. And I think, you know, moves by the government to reduce the VAT rate, for example, on hospitality and food services from July next year, all that helps, and we would encourage the government to continue pro-competitiveness policies, because keeping costs under check is vital.
But those Europeans, are they more likely to go to somewhere like Spain or Portugal, where it is perhaps more affordable, thereby providing better value and better weather, rather than coming here where, as we've said, our hotels, our restaurants are second only to Denmark?
Yeah, well, as I say, we can't really compete with the Southern Med. It's just a different market. We're a Northern European country, so we're equivalent to the Nordics or the Scandi countries. As I say, what we have to continue to do is offer value for money. One of the problems with the European markets this year has been that the economies, the source economies in the likes of France and Germany, haven't been strong. So therefore, consumers have had less money in their pockets, and one of the things that gets impacted is the discretionary option of travel and tourism, and unfortunately Ireland has got hit in that regard. We are very conscious though that we are becoming nearly too dependent on the North American market.
If something, because I mean, there's great instability there,
exactly,
potentially coming down the line.
Exactly.
Are you worried?
Yeah, exactly. So if there was volatility in the US stock market, or the dollar euro exchange rate changed dramatically, Irish tourism would certainly be exposed. So we do need a market diversification strategy. The industry is up for that. The tourist agencies are up for it. And we need increased marketing expenditure, I think, in European markets. And we need to incentivize airlines to fly in from those key European and indeed Asian markets.
The government announced a new tourism plan at the beginning of this month to increase tourist numbers by 1 million per year for the next 5 years. Do you think that's achievable?
I think it is achievable. A number of things have to go to our way. So there's a number of, if you like, obstacles to tourism's growth. And we are cautiously optimistic about the year ahead. But there's a number of obstacles if you look 5 years ahead. One of them, for example, is the Dublin Airport passenger cap. So no new airline is going to seriously look at Dublin or Ireland when that cap is in place. There's far too much uncertainty. We have a shortage of tourism accommodation. You mentioned high hotel prices and high accommodation prices. That's because demand outweighs supply. Mm-hmm. We need to incentivize new hotel stock. We need to make sure that the curb on short-term rentals is done in an appropriate and sensible manner. And we need to encourage government to pursue those competitiveness measures to keep costs down.
I think 5% of hotel rooms are still being used for people who are seeking international protection. Are you aware of any government plan to release those rooms back to tourism soon?
It's an individual deal with each specific hotelier. So we're not aware of them per se, but it has reduced dramatically in recent times. So it was kind of 15%, nearly 20% a couple of years ago. It's come well down, and it needs to come down further, because we need that additional hotel stock to both moderate prices, but also to allow us to reach those growth targets which the government and the industry have for the years ahead.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Eoin O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation.